This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Praise in Iran before the announcement that the Iranian president, Ibrahim Raisi, a hardline protege of the country's supreme leader, has died. Raisi's sudden death, along with Iran's foreign minister and other officials in the helicopter crash Sunday in northwestern Iran, came as Iran struggles with internal dissent and its relations with the wider world. A cleric first, Raisi once kissed the Quran, the Islamic holy book, before the United Nations and spoke more like a preacher than a statesman when addressing the world. U.S. President Joe Biden delivered the commencement address at Morehouse College in the U.S. southern state of Georgia Sunday, receiving applause and cheers, but also spurring some students to turn their backs to Biden as his backing of Israel and its war in Gaza rifles or riles college graduations across the United States.
I know it angers and frustrates many of you, including my family. But most of all, I know it breaks your heart. It breaks mine as well.
Biden's address at the historically black men's college in the city of Atlanta is part of an election year platform to repair bonds with young black men and address the anger over his position on Israel. Biden was largely uninterrupted by protests that have shut down graduations elsewhere. Although in addition to students who turned their chairs around to turn their backs to him, one graduate appeared to hold up a Palestinian flag briefly. An Israeli airstrike killed 27 people in central Gaza, mostly women and children, and fighting with Hamas raged across the north on Sunday as Israel's leaders aired divisions over who should govern Gaza after the war, now in its eighth month. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces criticism from other members of his war cabinet. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. At least 11 people were reportedly killed in attacks in Ukraine's war-ravaged northeast Sunday as Russia pushed ahead with its renewed offensive. In the Kharkiv region, the regional prosecutor's office said that 6 people were killed and 27 wounded in a Russian strike on the outskirts of the regional capital, also called Kharkiv, while 5 people were killed and 9 wounded in an attack on the region's Kupiansk district. Russia said that air defenses shot down about 60 drones and several missiles over its territory overnight into Sunday, while Ukraine in turn said it destroyed over 30 Russian drones. Slovakia's prime minister is recovering from an attempted assassination. A deputy says that Robert Fico's condition is improving days after the attempt on his life. Details from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Slovak president-elect Peter Pellegrini called Slovakia a wounded country, but added that political parties were not yet ready to meet on how the country should move forward. And despite Fico's Russia-leaning government, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky recorded a message in which he called the attack appalling and totally unacceptable before wishing Fico a speedy recovery. Fico's shooting came just 3 weeks ahead of European Union parliamentary elections. If convicted, the suspect faces life in prison. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will again try to pass a border bill this week. Details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
An attempt in April to pass a bipartisan border security bill failed when enough Republicans withdrew their support at the urging of former U.S. President Donald Trump. Schumer said in a letter to senators on Sunday the Border Act would reform U.S. asylum laws, hire thousands of border agents, and seek to curtail fentanyl smuggling, among other measures. The previous legislation was tied to U.S. foreign aid for Ukraine and Israel, but this bill will stand alone, Schumer said. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Dominican Republic President Luis Abinader is now headed to a second term. Following general elections, he declared victory Sunday evening after his top competitors conceded early as he held a strong lead in early vote returns. The outcome reinforces the government's crackdown along its shared border with Haiti and on the hundreds of thousands of people who have fled the violence-stricken nation, something only likely to continue in his next term. He's built a Trump-like wall along the border and has carried out mass deportations of Haitians. Such policies have fueled accusations of human rights abuses, but also support around Dominican.